I started to meditate when I reached the age of 30. Very difficult to meditate. And we all know that. If you cannot meditate, you cannot meditate. Simple as that. Not because you're good or bad, partition or whatsoever. When you're ready, you will. Meditation is for the soul, not for the personality self. Personality self will have tremendous amounts of resistance to be still. And you said, why it's so difficult? There's a lot of different factors. One is called resistance. Because your personality self is based on the mind and the mind program, mind programs alone. So thus, the me is consists of all that. The me consists of all that. We are mature, reasonable, hopefully logical. We're very well informed these days. And then there's a passion of life. We like, we don't like, and so forth. Most of us are decent, law-abiding people. Basically, we're not criminal. As I said, embarking a course or something for self-empowerment, for betterment, you cannot be bad. Impossible. It do not mean you do not have your past, though. So all the past is a human. We all have some regret, some anger, haven't been transformed. We all have some pride. And also we all have some guilt. We all feel, okay, we are not good enough. We have some shame about something. And this human condition. And down here, the vibration is very low. You cannot meditate. So that means for those people, the calibration average. Calibration means your conscious awareness. And the conscious awareness depends on the vibration. It's very important for you to understand about this. And with understanding comes compassion. Compassion also including yourself. What we have done, so that means sometimes out of ignorance, youthfulness, and so forth, we all make some mistakes. Mistake means we hurt ourselves or the others. And we did not know about that. We all have our past. And in the Western world, quite often, we believe in our existence starting from birth. In the Eastern philosophy, it is not. And then if you are the power of now sort of, you know, person, so let me understand time, you can only have eternal now. There's no other time exist. If you extend this eternal now, so it covers your past, present, future. So what it really means then, your birth is not your beginning. Your death is not your end. It's not a philosophy. For me, it's a fact. But when I was younger, I did not know about this. I just, you know, seeking and trying to find the answer. Is that all we have? And then after we die, and that's it, all your effort you put in, all the people you love, and all the struggles, okay, you encounter in life, that's it. So it was a late 20, it was a, what do you call that? Burning desire as well as the frustration deep inside. I call that, okay, my personal spiritual crisis because I search, so I seek and so forth. And at the same time, understand more and more about our human limitation, not because we are bad. We simply get trapped. So here is a lower vibrational state corresponding with what you can see, the horizon. For example, as I said, people down here, the horizon, that's what they see. That's what they perceive. Consciousness, do you know perception? That's what you see. When you stand up here, you see more. When you stand up here, it's including what you can see and what you can reach up to see. That is a greater horizon. I quite often stand up on the chair to represent that. If you can stand higher, you see more. Person down there cannot see you, but you notice the others because you stand higher. Sometimes the symbolism is a mountaintop. The most important thing for me, it is you have to know the person down there. This person is you, by the way. This person is you. But when you're down there, you think, this is me. Okay, that's all I got. That's all I see in life. But when you can raise the vibration and consciousness, you notice. I notice his pain. I notice his regret. I notice his joy. I notice his love. I notice his sexual frustration. I notice his education. I notice his information he gathered and so forth. I know this person. But down there, I do not know. Down here, I do not know. So on a daily basis, I clear my mind, raise the vibration, and then I can see the person. So I know this person. I should know this person inside out and outside in. Even better than my doctor, my psychologist, and everybody surrounds me. I know that. Because I can only the person know this person. Got it? Got the idea? So that is a know thyself. When you know thyself, the little self. So you know everything about this person. My fear, my frustration, my unfulfillment and so forth. And then all, including the lesson I need to learn. And able to do this, I have to quiet my mind, raise the vibration, and then tune in to this person. Got it? And you need a special tool. And this special tool we call meditation.